What if the path to expertise didn't require 10,000 hours of grinding dedication? Most of us have abandoned learning new skills, not from lack of interest, but from sheer overwhelm. The guitar gathers dust in the corner, the language app sits unopened, the sketchbook remains blank. We've been sold a story that real mastery demands years of sacrifice, and frankly, who has that kind of time? But there's another way. Micromastery offers something radical, the ability to experience genuine achievement in days or weeks, not decades. It's not about shortcuts or superficial dabbling. It's about identifying self-contained skills within larger domains that deliver immediate satisfaction while opening doors to deeper knowledge. Think of it as finding the perfect entry point, one that feels less like climbing Everest and more like discovering a hidden trail that actually makes you want to keep walking. The most crucial step in micromastery is deceptively simple. Find what genuinely interests you, not what you think should interest you or what looks impressive to others, but what makes you lean forward with curiosity. This is your wagging tail that leads to the dog, the broader skill you ultimately want to develop. When struggling with novel writing, flash fiction became the gateway, complete stories written in single sittings that eventually built the stamina for longer work. With lawn care, the satisfying ritual of rolling grass flat might lead naturally to understanding mowing patterns, reseeding techniques, and equipment selection. Even seemingly dry subjects hide engaging entry points. International law becomes fascinating through compelling case stories, especially when you can share them with others, a powerful memory technique that transforms abstract concepts into memorable narratives. Children instinctively find fun in everything they explore. That capacity doesn't have to vanish with adulthood. When you reconnect with childlike curiosity, you unlock your natural learning ability. What small aspect of a larger skill has always fascinated you? That nagging interest you've dismissed as frivolous or impractical? That's probably your perfect starting point. Honor your instincts rather than following conventional wisdom about proper learning sequences. Every effective micromastery contains six essential elements. The entry trick overcomes initial resistance, like holding a pen differently when drawing or practicing surfboard pop-ups at home, creating immediate momentum. The rub-pat barrier occurs when two necessary skills work against each other, like balancing slow precision with fluid speed. Recognizing this barrier makes conquering it easier. Background support provides broader context, while the payoff delivers satisfying accomplishment. Repeatability enables practice without diminishing returns, and experimental possibilities keep things fresh. When Twigger returned to analog photography, he focused on shooting one roll daily, making contact prints, and annotating them, a contained loop that built genuine skill. This structure aligns with how your brain learns, through focused, achievable goals with immediate feedback. Deep observation accelerates learning beyond cramming facts. Sade, an Oasis dweller, diagnosed a car suspension problem just by noticing its slight lean. Childhood spent examining car undersides taught him how everything connected. Micromastery facilitates this looking hard by limiting focus, allowing you to zoom in and learn faster. Western Aikido practitioners reached Japanese skill levels quicker once internet videos let them watch experts. Visual learning captures subtle elements verbal instructions miss. Reading about bicycle riding won't teach you balance. Your brain contains specialized multisensory neurons that process multiple inputs simultaneously. Research shows you learn up to 75% more effectively when engaging multiple senses. For abstract subjects like international law, visit asylum centers, talk with fishermen about maritime boundaries, or participate in mock UN sessions. Creating physical objects adds crucial tactile dimensions. Make cards featuring disputed territories, construct 3D models of constitutional structures, or create tangible timelines. These hands-on activities engage spatial reasoning, motor skills, and visual processing simultaneously, forging stronger neural connections. Consider everyday proof. Bacon tastes 20% better when you hear it sizzle. Speech recognition improves by 30% with visual cues. Yet modern education often ignores this, prioritizing word-based instruction over experiential learning. When learning a language, don't just memorize vocabulary. Sing songs, cook cultural dishes, practice writing characters, watch subtitled films, and join conversation groups. Students using multisensory approaches achieve proficiency up to 40% faster. Your brain remains plastic throughout life, constantly rewiring based on what you do. Following Hebb's Law, what fires together, wires together, greater sensory engagement creates stronger neural connections, enhancing memory and potentially guarding against cognitive decline. True confidence isn't an inner feeling. It's a performance decision to put more energy into what you do, like deliberately opening a tap. Singers lacking confidence put less energy into their voice, causing them to go out of tune, which further undermines confidence. Breaking this cycle requires consciously adding more energy when faltering, not less. Micromasteries build confidence through repetitiability, eliminating beginner's luck dismissals. Visible, incremental progress breaks the vicious circle of learning atrophy, while show-off ability fulfills our natural need for attention as motivation. Flow, complete immersion where time disappears, occurs when challenge and skill levels balance. Too much challenge creates anxiety, too little leads to boredom. Micromasteries create perfect flow conditions with precise, accessible challenges. During repetition, monitor yourself from boredom to anxiety, adjusting challenge levels to maintain that sweet spot. Our memories atrophy without exercise. Smartphones have stopped us committing things to memory, deteriorating recall. Neuroscientist Michael Mrzenich combats mental stagnation by varying his route home daily and discussing new observations. By regularly engaging diverse micromasteries, you give your brain comprehensive workouts, maintaining neural flexibility into old age. Use it or lose it isn't just a saying, it's neuroscience. The real magic of micromastery emerges when you collect several. Multiple micromasteries multiply each other's effectiveness, creating quantum leaps rather than linear improvement. Research shows Nobel laureates are significantly more likely to pursue arts, crafts, writing, and performance alongside their scientific work. Skills transfer between seemingly unrelated areas. Japanese novelist Yukio Mishima applied his writing mindset to excel in martial arts despite being a late starter. Even specific physical skills transfer widely. Aikido techniques for delivering maximum force prove useful in activities from bread kneading to fire making. Multiple micromasteries enable rapid perspective shifts. Rather than being trapped in a single work identity, you can approach problems from multiple angles, asking how a canoeist or chef might view them. This polymathic perspective creates ideational fluency and quiet confidence. Claude Shannon built the world's first bounce juggling machine. His playful interest in juggling led to insights benefiting robotics. Similarly, physicist Richard Feynman rekindled his passion for physics by playfully analyzing the mathematics of a spinning plate. These examples show how micromastery's playful approach can lead to serious breakthroughs. Pessimism thrives on can't, assuming you'll be no good with minimal evidence and using this as an excuse not to try. Inner pessimism manifests in excuses like, I haven't got time, or I'm only an amateur, leading to the biggest cause of failure, not showing up because you've convinced yourself you aren't good enough. Consumer culture reinforces this by suggesting shopping and eating are the limits of our ambition, making us passive consumers rather than active producers who perceive entry costs as too high. The punk bands of the late 1970s embodied the perfect DIY spirit for micromastery. They played badly, but didn't wait for permission, writing simple songs that required minimal skill, yet became classics. Mark Perry created the influential fanzine Sniffing Glue without training or experience. The punk approach asks, why not try it, instead of waiting for the perfect moment? We aren't just one person, we're many different selves coexisting. Each micromastery we're drawn to represents a different self. By observing which activities give us pleasure, we can identify these selves and assign each one a micromastery. The ultimate purpose is growth and integration of your multiple selves, helping you become more perceptive, empathetic, resilient, and energetic. Micromastery transforms casual dabbling into glimpses of your true potential. It restores our permission to be interested and involved, a philosophy embraced during history's polymathic phases like Islamic Spain, Elizabethan England, and Revolutionary America. Only you can give yourself permission to learn. Your task isn't to become the best in the world at one thing, it's to become the most complete version of yourself. This approach reclaims agency in a world designed to make you feel inadequate unless you're consuming something. Every micromastery is an act of rebellion against forces that want you passive and dependent. It's a declaration that you're capable of more than you've been told, that learning doesn't require permission from experts or institutions, and that the barrier between amateur and accomplished is far thinner than you've been led to believe. You don't need perfect equipment, ideal circumstances, or years of preparation. You need curiosity, a willingness to look foolish initially, and the understanding that every expert was once exactly where you are now. This isn't self-improvement in the anxious, never-enough sense. It's self-expansion in the joyful, possibility-opening sense. Start small. Start today. Start with one micromastery that makes you curious.